And out of bounds, Marlette ball. 6:24 left in the fourth, a 13-point ball game. And if you're a Harbor Reach fan out there, that's promising. It's been 16 or 18 for a majority of two quarters.
You need a big stop right here.
Ethan McKinney gets the inbound in the right wing, back to Hunter Kelly. Nothing there, dribbles back to the top of the key. Ryan Siemens strips it away, but he's called for the foul. And that'll be Ryan Siemens' second personal, team's ninth. This sends Hunter Kelly to the free throw line for 1-1. He missed the front end of a free throw of a 1-1 situation already tonight. He has 2 points. 0-for-1 from the free throw line. 6:17 left in the fourth, and he gets this one to fall. So he gets a second one. It's out to a 14-point lead for the Raiders. 52-38, 6:17 left in the fourth.
There's absolutely no arc on that shot, but I'll tell you what. It went in, and the one... The and next this, one just went in and out.
This one rims out. Rebound, Brady Kirsch. Tyler Vollmering from the corner for three. No good. Rebound, Jason Gaffke, and he gets the putback to fall. The hook shot from the right side, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. They trail by a mere 12 points. Jason Gaffke with 13 points. It's a 30-second timeout. John Mooney, what is Ron Erbel setting up for his Pirates?
Well, he got it to where he pretty closely what he wants. Okay, he's down by 12 right now, and he knows he's got to make a run at him right away. I would imagine that he's going to be coming up with full court pressure. Doesn't necessarily have to be man-to-man, but it could be zone either in a two-guard front, or he's going to be having a point right on the ball. They've got to go ahead and do something to go ahead and see if they can pressure Marlette into some turnovers and some easy baskets for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Harbor Beach in that third quarter was 9-for-10 from the free throw line for 15-for-18 on the ball game. That's one of the best free throw percentages for the Pirates we've seen all season. Marlette was 2-for-2 in the quarter. They are 4-for-5 in the ball game for 80%.
Now I'm looking up to see if they're matching up, but no, they're going to a full court pressure and a two guard front at this point in time.
6:03 left in the fourth, 52-40. Marlette leading, facing a full court pressure, and Barrett George breaks it single-handedly. But he loses the handle on it, and we have a jump ball possession, Harbor Beach.
That's exactly what the Pirates needed.
First turnover for Marlette in this quarter. That's their 11th of the night. Harbor Beach with 10 turnovers. They had 9 at half. Now they had no turnovers in the third quarter.
Still down by 12. This possession is very important for the Pirates. They have to get it at 10 or below to go ahead and make the final run.
Cody Seaman checks back in with 4 fouls, replaces James Shelkey. Tyler Vollmering in the left block, goes up for the layup, no good, gets his own rebound. That one's no good as well. Jason Gaffke gets it and feeds it back in for 2. 15 points for Jason Gaffke. We're in a 10-point ball game. Harbor Beach trails by 10, 52-42, 5.5 to play. We might, just might, have a good finish in front of us. Andrew Storm at the free throw line spins his way in, and they're going to say he is fouled on the floor, but that is the 10th Harbor Beach team foul, and it will go against Tyler Vollmering. That's his second. At the free throw line, shooting to Andrew Storm. He went 1-for-2 in his last trip. He's 3-for-4 on the night from the free throw line. First free throw is up, and this one is off the mark. Back of the iron, out, bounces out. And Charles McClatchy checks back in for Barrett George. Andrew Storm with 19 points on the night. Trying to make this an 11-point game. And he does. Second free throw is good. He has 20 on the night. 53-42. Cody Seaman flies down the court, and he turns it over. And the pass is brought in by Andrew Storm.
Still plenty of time. 5 and change to go. And down by 11 for the Pirates.
Harbor Beach with only 2 made threes tonight, both from Ryan Seaman. Ethan McKinney to Isaac Dale, top of the key. Marlette going to that four corners defense once again. Isaac Dale against Jason Gaffke, down to the left block. Nothing there, kicks it back out to Ethan McKinney. They're milking this clock for all of its worth.
Yeah, they're going to be taking 30, 35 seconds off each possession at this time.
McClatchy in the corner, one dribble, jump stop. And we have a timeout, full timeout called by Chris Storm. We'll stick with you. Chris Storm and the Marlette Red Raiders lead by 11, 53-42, 4:46 left in the fourth quarter. John Mooney, your thoughts.
There's certainly Chris Storm, coach of the Marlette Red Raiders, is not going to put this ball in the ice box. Usually when you've had success by really pressing that accelerator, you don't want to take your foot off the accelerator. At this point in time, I would think that they want to show that they're attacking, but they want to go ahead and make sure that their shots are what you would call golden shots, something that you're going to go ahead and have a really high percentage to make. And high percentage meaning, my golly, they shot 65% the first half, and the third quarter they shot 42%, which is absolutely fantastic, especially on the road. So I would imagine that they're just drawing something up, that making sure that they're in control, taking about 30, 35 seconds off the clock each possession, and getting a good shot out of the deal.
Foul trouble for Harbor Beach. It involves James Shelkey with 3, Ethan Guza with 4, Jason Gamke with 3, Cody Seaman with 4. For Marlette, Barrett George with 3, Sean Quady with 3, Marcus Armstrong with 3, Isaac Dale with 3. Marlette will inbound right and midcourt, near side of her radio in front of us. They're shooting on the right side basket. 4:46 left in the fourth. Hunter Kelly inbounds to Isaac Dale. On the right wing, being guarded by Jason Gaffney from a distance. Back to Andrew Storm, top of the key at midcourt. 4.5 to play. Andrew Storm in no hurry against Tyler Vollmering. Dribbling to the left wing to McKinney. Now McClatchy has it into Isaac Dale, top at the high post. Feeds it down a low post to McKinney, in for 2 points. Nice backdoor cut for McKinney. He has 7. Back out to a 13-point lead for Marlette. Into Jason Gaffney, tipped away by Isaac Dale, out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. Cody Seaman checks in for Harbor Beach. Going offense for defense with James Shelkey. He sits down. And Cody Seaman will inbound for the Pirates, trailing by 13 with 4:13 left. Cody Seaman into Tyler Vollmering. Back to Seaman, down to Jason Gaffney in the right block. Turns, jumps, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2 shots.
That's more than likely going on Isaac Dale. That'd be his 4th if that's true.
And they are going to put it on number 2, Charles McClatchy, his 3rd. Team's 9th, so the rest of the way out, 2 shots for Harbor Beach. Jason Gaffney's first free throw is good. He has 16 points. 55-43, 12-point ball game. And now an 11-point ball game, 2 for 2 for Gaffney on that trip. He has 17. And Marlette's Andrew Storm can't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. That's the 12th turnover for the Red Raiders tonight. Harbor Beach ball in front of their own bench.
4:05 to go in the game, 55-44. The Marlette Red Raiders are leading the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Harbor Beach trying to get this back down to single digits with a score right here. Brady Kirsch, left wing. Being patient, Cody Seaman, top of the key. Dribbles to his right. Tyler Vollmering, high post, into the corner. Brady Kirsch for 3, it is up. And it's off the mark, rebound still loose. Cody Seaman had it for a second, Ryan Seaman, but there's a dive from Isaac Dale. Ethan McKinney grabs it. Into the corner, and we have a whistle. Hunter Kelly is fouled. He'll go to the line for 2 shots. He's 1 for 3 on the night. Foul goes against Harbor Beach. That's their 11th team foul. And it will go against number 5, Brady Kirsch, his 1st. 55-44. Free throw in for Hunter Kelly. He has 4 points. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 56-44. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as the first. Substitution, number 22 checks in. Marcus Armstrong replaces Charles McClatchy.
They got their speed lineup in, and I'll tell you what, they are doing a great job in closing down passing lanes.
57-44, Harbor Beach trails by 13. 3.5 to play, into Gaffney in the right block. Count it, and 1. The foul's going to go against Isaac Dale. That's his 4th, and team's 10th. Jason Gaffney trying to put this team on his back once again. He has 19 with a made free throw, would make it 20, and a 10-point ball game. It's 57-46 right now, 3.5 to play in the 4th. Ryan Seaman sits down. James Shelkey back in. Free throw is up, and it's good for Jason Gaffney. He has 20 points. 57-47, 3.5 to play. Andrew Storm against Tyler Vollmering. left wing and retreats. Top of the key now at the free throw line.